My name is John Haverlick, and today I would like to appeal to people in Petersburg about Proposition 1. I really would encourage all people to vote yes on Proposition 1. By voting yes on Proposition 1, you would be voting to repeal Senate Bill 21, which has been a huge giveaway to big oil. We lost over $1 billion this year by having SB 21 in practice. If we would have done this over all the years that ACES had been in effect, we would have lost over $8 billion in our treasury. And we really can't afford to do this. And I know just about all of you have only seen advertisements that say vote no on Proposition 1. And that's because the oil companies have paid over $1.4 million to support 21 lobbyists in Juneau and elsewhere to back SB 21 and to try to talk people into voting no on Proposition 1. They've also spent $100,000 to $200,000 employing two of our state senators that in our legislature, which really push SB 21, which is a tremendous conflict of interest. But those two state senators really helped get it through. Over 70% of our state legislature also accepts money from the oil companies, which makes it really difficult for us to be on a fair playing field when it comes to getting a fair price for our oil resources. The oil companies so far this year have spent $13 million just on advertising on getting us to vote no on Proposition 1, not to repeal SB 21. But again, we need to vote yes. I know it sounds kind of awkward, but a yes vote will repeal SB 21 and save us billions of dollars a year, which we desperately need in our savings account for state funding. This year alone, we're $2 billion short in our state budget, and half of that's because of SB 21. That gave the oil companies $1 billion more in profit and really hurt our state funding. Jonathan Kreis Tompkins and Senator Bert Stedman, as well as Senator Egan and Representative Minot, have also supported voting yes on Proposition 1. And Senator Stedman has been a long supporter of Petersburg, and we really need to support him by voting yes on Proposition 1. I really implore you to vote yes on Proposition 1. The oil companies are really doing well, and they haven't increased any more jobs than when we were under ACES or any other program, even though they said they have. They haven't produced any more oil. And what's left needs to be protected, and we need to be paid for what's an Alaskan resource and not to give away billions to big oil. Please vote yes on Proposition 1, Tuesday, August 19th. And that will repeal SB 21 and save us billions of dollars that are rightly Alaskans. Thank you.